Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Morning, Adam. How are things this morning?
Good morning. Terribly well, thank you. Yeah, how are you?
Good. Almost Friday, creeping there. We march 4th, right?
We do.
Sorry, it's
the bit 4th. Bit of marching and bit of 4thing.
Yes, 4th of March. Anyway, all right. Middle East, unfortunately, atrocities there in that are being investigated in Palestine.
Yeah, although, of course, investigating them is the really tricky bit. The witnesses, which side is telling which story, how many things have happened. They're only investigating since June 2014, but nonetheless, can you imagine the tangled web of deceit, lies, claims, and counterclaims they will come across? This is the international, the International Criminal Court, and the chief prosecutor, Fassou Bensouda, has opened this formal investigation, therefore, into what has happened specifically in the Palestinian territories. Basically, Israel rejected the idea of being investigated. Palestinian officials have praised it, but they will look at all sides and the allegations of genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. Now, the ICC may have the authority to prosecute those accused, but only if those prosecuted allow it.
Yeah.
In other words, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping aren't about to sit in court anytime soon, are they, charged with anything?
And not and intends to that be that way if you're not a signatory. And anyway, I suppose it becomes a little bit just as a signal of virtue, I suppose.
It's a signal, yeah, and probably an important one, too.
I would say so. In Germany, extremism on the rise.
Yeah, and Germany's intelligence service has designated the main opposition party, the far-right AfD, the Alternative for Germany, as they're called, they have called them a suspected extremist organization. So this is a mainstream party. They have seats in parliament. Indeed, the fact is, this is the first time a party with seats in parliament has been defined as extremist since the Second World War. And look what happened then. Now, it could, of course, put more moderate supporters off by essentially saying that they have links to neo-Nazis and that they will be investigated and be under surveillance and so forth. AfD leaders have expressed outrage, saying this is undemocratic and unfair, and it's thought that could actually energize some supporters. So the moderate person might be put off. The hardline nutter might well be more attracted to the AfD. But ultimately, I suppose it's about keeping tabs on them, and that's a good thing.
And this story, I hate to, but let's go for it. the palace and its not massive investigation, not into Prince Andrew, but into Meghan.
Well, I suppose you could argue Prince Andrew is already being investigated slowly in America.
Okay.
And technically has nothing to do with the palace in the sense that it's not anything that was committed here, allegedly. However, I suppose the Duchess of Sussex has not taken this well. Her statement, her most recent statement, suggests that there is essentially a conspiracy out to get her, that this is a smear campaign, indeed, is the exact phrase used in the statement. And although the Buckingham Palace isn't named, the fact is that Buckingham Palace is investigating whether or not she has bullied two members of the royal household out of their jobs and undermined the confidence of a third. Now, the thing is, if Meghan is saying that she is a victim of bullying herself, she absolutely would want to get to the bottom of that. And so if there are accusations against her, they should be cleared. They should be investigated. But frankly, it just at this moment looks absolutely like Harry and Meghan are sticking two fingers up from California and Buckingham Palace is doing worse from London. It's a real tit-for-tat thing. The air across 6,000 miles between two royal households has turned blue and grey and filthy.
But how are they sticking their fingers up? I mean, I get the... Is it because of the interview? Because of the timing is interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, essentially, the kind of information they're talking about is about how unwelcome they were made, or she was made, I should say, about, I mean, there's stuff coming out that you can imagine, and also because they're playing this very tricky game, which is to say, we're not royal anymore, but we're using the royalty in order to make our new livelihoods.
Right.
Okay. I don't know. Never the twain shall meet. That's the point, isn't
it? Right. We must see how that plays out. And of course, one more day that you and I will catch up. And if I can get it, I'll definitely watch that interview. And we can chat about it next week. Adam, always a pleasure. Till tomorrow. Merci beaucoup.
Adam,
all righty. Adam Gilchrist there with your world.